You may wonder about the preponderance of French names in this case, in the American wing.
So a taste for French decorative arts really occurred at the end of the Revolution. They were spurred on, particularly into the 19th century, as Americans began to switch their interest to a richer, more archaeologically correct antique style. And the French were the leaders in this area.
That's Peter Kenny, who is joined at this case by fellow curator Alice Cooney Frelinghuysen. They note that the many American diplomats who traveled to France in the 19th century helped establish the taste for French decorative arts. Often they sent back cartons full of goods.
French influence and French taste, I think, is represented best ever in the porcelain that was used in America.
French porcelains often featured topographical views of Paris. But now look for the vase on the lower right, depicting a building interior with a curved vaulted ceiling.
But here you have monuments of New York City. The Merchants' Exchange, this fantastic classical building, represented in sort of miniaturist detail on one of the vases in this case, for example.
You've named my favorite piece in that entire case. The Merchants' Exchange shows an interior, which is really quite wonderful. And it's very interesting that the French were capitalizing on what they felt was going to be the pride of New York, these great new buildings. And I think that this particular ceramic has great meaning for us as a museum and also for New Yorkers because of the unfortunate burning of the original Merchants' Exchange built in 1827 and 1835. So it's a great document of history of these interiors for us, one of the few.